I have to be cautious about, what I put in the first part of this video, because it's going to be for all platforms, including the special ones that curate, you might say, what we're able to say, so that you don't hear anything that's too dangerous for you. And I have to respect that, because I don't want to lose touch with you guys on that platform. So let me just say, I'm here in Arizona, and we just got a demonstration of who's in charge of the U.S., and that's the same group as in charge of the planet. And they're playing a game like the grand chessboard. And we're the pieces that they consider are in the game. And they're moving us around in certain ways. And as long as we stay unconscious of who we are, we're going to act like the pieces on a chessboard, and whatever they do with the game, that's what's going to happen. And I don't think that's a good plan. And the reason I don't is I've got this thing about mass suffering, any suffering. I'm not in favor of it. I don't think it's noble. I don't think it's wonderful for us to try to become martyrs or anything like that. I think we have to be true to ourselves and to God, but we don't have to self-destruct unnecessarily, which most of the time it is unnecessary. And what's going on right now, if you zoom out, you've got this planet, this little planet in one little part of one of the 3D universes. And the beings on that planet are all these amazing, unlimited, immortal spiritual beings. And they came from places where there was no form. I'm not going to get long into that discussion. But during what's called gestation, with a person that you select for a mother, you get wrapped up with a nervous system and a body that builds around it. You're there the whole time that it's forming. And when it comes out, it's so well integrated with you, who are formless consciousness, that you think it's you. You think this costume is you, or the one that you're wearing, not mine. And we get confused, but we don't know we're confused. We think we're really clear. This is us. This is how big I am, my height and weight and skin color and ancestry and nationality and all that stuff. We think that's us. And we get this thing called ego that's tied up with the costume and this interface that we projected called mind that allows us to interact with and have a reaction to and do actions within this projected 3D environment. And we think that's solid too. And we think mind is part of us. In a way, that's true, but we existed before mind. Mind has been with us a long time. So you got this planet that I was mentioning where people are wrapped up in the costumes and the mind interface, and they think that's who they are, and they get this ego, and it sets up all these potential conflicts, which they jump into and fight with each other and condemn each other. And then because they're out of line with who they really are, they know that subconsciously, and they have conflict with themselves that they project out into everybody else. And that's going on here. I'm talking about zooming out, you know, the larger picture, not just the physical dimension, but where we came from, who we are, who we're not. And this gets taken advantage of, our unconscious state, by people who are also coming from that same formless source that we came from. But they got confused in a different way. They decided that they must be evil, and they got completely into it. The ones at the very top are consciously involved in a satanic practice, and the ones above that actually are not human, at least the ones that I've seen. And they're moving towards a conclusion of an agenda. And the agenda, you know, and my analysis is certainly imperfect, subject to error, but honestly, what I've seen so far is they're moving toward the conclusion of a ceremonial sacrifice. And the sacrificial animal in this case is the whole biosphere, right up their alley. Kill everything everybody. But you can't just do it overnight unless the sacrificial animal tries to get away or does something out of the script. Other than that, you have to go by exact protocol. And the idea of this doctrine of sacrifice is that you find an innocent being, an animal or a child or a baby or a virgin or a great spiritual teacher or somebody innocent, that's the key. And you kill them by a certain protocol and you follow it exactly. And if you do that just right, with the right time, giving the right notices and all these things, milestones, then God, or what you think is God, is really happy with you. And you get rewards on another level once you've left here. And I think that's what's going on. And I don't think that because I read it somewhere. That's what I've seen. And I'm totally open to be shown there's infinitely more and that, you know, I'm off track in certain ways. But that's what I've seen in the depth that I've gone to and places I've been. So what matters about that is not just the theory of whether it's right or not. It's if it's true, and it appears to be, then where it's going is unpleasant, okay, to put it mildly. And I don't want any of us to go there. Why? Because all of us are equally, infinitely important. We are literally all one family of beings. Most of us have forgotten all about that. Or if we remember it, it's just a theory. We don't feel it. And on a deeper level than that, we're one being. You know, the one that people call God, infinite consciousness, unconditional, unlimited love, unimaginable beauty, the source of everything. That's the one being. We're all faces of that, with limited consciousness of where we came from, who we are now. So we got these two forces that are really all originating from one, and they're going to go back to the one eventually. There's nowhere else to go. But in the meantime, it really matters what happens, in my mind, because when you're in this dream world that people call the real 3D solid environment, and the physical body and all that, it feels real. I'm sure you've noticed. And so when you feel good, it feels real. When you feel bad, it feels real. When you're tortured, it feels real. And it can feel like it's going on forever. Our normal state is so beyond happy. There are no words. We're supposed to not lose touch with that, and we did. That's a big problem, because it led to all the other problems. And even if you're in this dream world and not back home, you can still be in touch with who you are. And that's the key. If that happens, you become like a bridge between reality and the dream world, and you can be used as a channel for this original consciousness, for God to act through you, which is happening all the time anyway, but it's being screened out by our fake mind programs. And that's where all of this nonsense comes from. Incredible suffering and the system that's built into the whole thing called karma. Absolutely real. No one gets away with anything. There's just a time lag. And that makes it look like people get away with things, but no one does. But they do for a while, you know, temporarily. And that's horrible in terms of what it causes, because it leads to unbelievable suffering. And I don't know about you, but unbelievable suffering is not something appealing. And I don't feel better about it because of, oh, it's, you know, spiritually necessary or some junk like that. I don't think so. Unless we stay unconscious, and then necessary or not, we're going to go through it. So I'm suggesting that we do something that's been thrown around in words for a long time with many different meanings. I'm suggesting we wake up, not not, there's different levels of waking up, not just to the reality of what's going on in the world with all this corruption and, you know, evil being in charge in so many ways, and this amazing business structure, you might say, of what evil has set up to run this place. Waking up to that is strategically important so that you can make decisions of what to do. But it's not what I'm talking about. Simultaneous to that, I'm saying let's get back in touch with who we are on the non-physical, formless level. That's where we came from. It's not gone. God is not some idea invented by a religion. It's real. It existed before any of this stuff, a long time before, outside of time and inside of time. It's the reality. It's the real being. And worshiping it as if it's some distant thing that you'll never achieve, or that you just, you know, you're a worthless sinner and you're just going to grovel around at the feet of God and hope to not be sent into torture. You're really limiting yourself as far as getting back in touch with what's real. It has nothing, it did not start from a belief. It was before any of this stuff happened. And we have the potential, and I wish I could demonstrate that for you. If I did, our problems would be over. I would love to. I'm trying to get there like you are. I'm just encouraging you. I'm hoping to encourage you and tell you the priority. You're in this dream world. You think it's real. It's not. You think the lifespan is long. It's not. Especially now in this age. 100 years, 120 years, that's nothing. It goes by in a flash. And you know it when you get to the end of it and you say, whoops, what did I spend that time on now? And I'm not saying not to do your physical work and physical activities and your family activities and your work and dealing with your friends and all the things you need to do. That, of course, goes on. But what are you doing on the inside at the same time? What most people don't even know. They're not aware of what's going through the back of their mind and all the emotions that go with it. They just let that flow through like a ticker tape, controlling their actions and experience unconsciously. And I'm saying, if you want to get back to who you are, not wait till you, what do they call it, die. not wait till then, but do it right as soon as you can now. The first step that really helps you, at least that I've seen, is become aware of what's passing through your mind moment to moment. If you want to become conscious, you got to put that effort into it. It's not grueling, horrible effort and stressful. It's relaxed and quiet while you're doing other things. You can do it while you're digging a ditch or washing the dishes or taking care of the kids or out with your friends or whatever. Become aware that you're carrying this flow of thoughts and emotion with you all the time. It's running now. Are you aware of it? Really? What's there? What are the thoughts? No, the quieter ones. Down underneath the ones you're aware of. Those are where the power comes from. They control your life. So, you know, how do I tie this together with the aftermath of the U.S. election and, you know, what's going on in other parts of the world? Brazil, Russia, China, South America, Africa, everywhere. There's some, you know, horrible things are happening all over the world, basically. I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm not suggesting to worry about it. I'm suggesting to consider that's going on. And who has the power to fix it, to impact it in a positive way? And my answer is you do. I do. And we've been unconscious and we haven't used it. So the power structure that is running the world, that has a lot of people disheartened right now, and I'm in Arizona, so obviously, you know, I'm not going to say why, but you know what's going on here that could be disheartening. I wish I could talk about it in this part of the video. I can't, but I want this to go to all platforms. So, It's really important that you become self-aware, not as, you know, Joe or Judy and this tall and this fat or skinny and this skin color and nationality and all that. Those are all fake. Those are characteristics of your vehicle, your costume, which is a miraculous costume and it's worth learning about. But it's not you. Long after this costume is gone, you're going to exist as much as you do now, the same as you do now, but more aware. So get the awareness now, because what the power structure that wants to destroy us and carry out the sacrifice needs you to do is stay unconscious. Those emotions, those deep emotions, those deep emotional beliefs that control your life that you're not even conscious of, they're not what you think you believe, they're what you feel. If you become conscious of that, everything changes, you know, because that leads to further development. And then you see that's not you, it's controlling you. Well, what are you? You're formless consciousness, even while you're in a body. You start identifying as that, not in theory, but in experience. When that becomes real, you start to be free and you start to be able to channel power from where you came from. That's where we're trying to get to. We should be trying to get to. And that's what the power structure needs us to stay unaware of. It's their biggest fear. So they keep pumping in fear into the environment and helplessness, you know, and conflict and hatred of each other, forgetting that we're all one family that normally would just love each other, everybody. We would see the people who are doing bad as sick, and we'd want to heal them. And you do have that power, not from your ego, but from the God that you came from. If you get your ego like out of the way, just drop it. It's a bunch of nonsense anyway. And then invite that power to flow through you. See it as flowing through you. See it as already done. Like the 5 videos that I made on the Already Done series. That would quickly reverse this trend toward destruction. We don't need to finish this sacrifice. I know the bad guys think they want to, but they know not what they do for real. Because if they had any idea what future they're making for themselves, they would never do it. They're deceived. They're mentally ill, emotionally ill. They're our brothers and sisters. I'm sorry, but that's true. But you can't help them by calling them up and setting a meeting. They'll eat you. It doesn't work. I've had some contact with these individuals. But you're affecting them now. And if you get the blocks out of the way, find out what they are and remove them. So unlimited power for healing can flow through you, and it heals you on the way. And it goes to everybody, including the so-called bad guys. That healing power can flow through you. It's waiting. It requires a certain change of perspective. Not intellectual belief, that's not going to cut it. It's an inner change. It's like Man in the Mirror, the song that was written for Michael Jackson. Start with the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, the child in the mirror, whoever is in the mirror. You start with them, because that's not just to make you feel better, although it does do that. It's to open up your potential to be this massive influence to heal the world, which is what I would like to see. So I'm suggesting and requesting respectfully that you consider doing that. Any way that you want, you just got to get to that level. And it's not on the belief level. It's not intellectual. It has nothing to do with anybody's ego. It's not to look spiritual or great or anything like that. It's to get to who you always were. So you're invited, of course, as you were before, to Planetary Healing Club. We're hoping that that will encourage people, give a supportive environment for doing this work that's so outside the box. You know, it's almost impossible to comprehend. It's not a religion. It's not setting up a new belief system. It's beyond the quantum physics level of getting literally in touch with who you are, which gets you back in touch with where you came from. And this thing that people call God, that we've been believing different things about our whole life, and we're believing as hard as we can. I'm saying, okay, that's great, but now get beyond belief to direct connection. And there are ways to do that. So check it out, planetaryhealingclub.com. I don't want to see anybody left behind. I'm not into that. I don't want anybody sent into torture, any, let alone permanent torture. You know, I'm not into that image at all. Any kind of torture, any kind of suffering, what's going on now in the world, the hellish experiences that billions are having, I don't buy it. No good reason for that. We could change it. A small core group from all over the world, getting in touch with who they are and opening up, dropping all the ego junk and letting this reality of God flow through you, and with the intent to heal everybody, good and bad and indifferent. And that could change this picture. This is a dream. And if you try to change it, assuming it's solid, you run into blocks. I've tried it. I'm not saying to, you know, I'm not saying to drop the physical actions. Those are really important. Really matters what you do. The teacher's calling for mass peaceful non-compliance with suicidal orders and stop serving evil. That's important. But I'm saying what makes that possible, what gives it the potential impact that it can have, is what you do inside that no one but you sees. That's really, really important. Without that, you can do all the great physical actions you want, and the result's not going to be what you hope. And I want it to be beyond what you can even imagine. That belongs to you now. Get to where you can experience it. So this small core group could be a spark to start the spread of consciousness worldwide to the people who didn't even think of the idea. And they just benefit from what you do. You're that powerful. Not your ego, as we said. But God is real. And it just doesn't not exist if you're in the wrong religion or something like that. I'm talking about the reality behind all the beliefs on the experiential level. It's waiting to flow through you without any limits. You're a formless, incredible being that came from unconditional love, and that's still real. Whatever condition you're in right now, you get that back and it'll even affect your physical body. So, in whatever way you want, if you're ready for that, if you're ready to be brave enough to work on yourself, it's really simple. You give up everything that blocks it and tune into the reality. So, planetaryhealingclub.com is our effort to do that. And what it could lead to is beyond any description I could give you. Belief's not enough. Let's do it while we still can. Okay, I'm waiting for you. Talk to you soon.